Great to be back, you know. I guess I should say yes, yes, you know. But, you know, we had great 6 years here. I think I said it when I was here, this is a great town because they expect the team to win. They expect the most from their team. And I think that helps them have the great tradition that they've had here, especially under Pat Bowlen and his, you know, his regime. I think I felt the same thing, and I feel it now, that, you know, this city and the fans here, they demand a lot, they expect a lot, but I think it helps our team. It helps you to get to that level you want to be, and now you got a guy that's a great competitor leading us, John Elway, and, you know, and great. Coop is a great head coach now. He's, you know, I was with him in 3 years in Houston, and I think he's going to end up, you know, one of the great coaches in the league because of the way he handles the players, his team, and how they play. So.
Wade, how did this all work out? I mean, there were a lot of reports, obviously, the Broncos looking at Vance Joseph. That didn't fulfill its promise. How did you end up with the job?
Well, I think John and Coop and myself all feel like, you know, Vance is a bright young star, you know, but I think I believe I'm a first magnitude myself. So that's I think that's the way they judge brightness of stars anyway, but it worked out great. It worked out great for me, and I think, and I'm gonna do a great job for this team.
Wait, there hadn't been a whole lot of guys who have been around as long as you. Why you still do it and not you know, collect that nice NFL pension and enjoy the other parts of life?
Yeah, you know, I love coaching. That's what I do. I'm not my wife Laurie wanted to get me out of the house after a year of being around. So, you know, I love what I do. I was a lousy head coach, but I'm pretty good defensive coordinator, and that's what I do well. So, so I wanted to get back to doing that, and I couldn't be happier.
Wade, you lousy head coach, but when the changes happened in Houston, then you were open to get back into the head coaching position. Is that still back of your mind somewhere?
No. I'm pretty well set as doing what I'm doing, and like I say, I'm pretty good at what I'm doing, and I've done it a lot of times. This is probably the best situation defensively that I've come in, or way better than any other situation I've come into, because normally they had a bad year, they had a poor year, and that brought me in as defensive coordinator. So so this team you know, has a lot of talent on defense, and you know, but we're going to do better. You know, that's what I do, is improve them.
Is the pressure on you not to mess it up?
No, I don't think it's to mess it up. I think it's to get them better, you know, and that's you know, I've had a lot of great defenses. Some of them are here. The 91 defense here was one of the best I've ever had. You know, we lost 10-7 in the playoff game in Buffalo, but I think we threw a screen pass for a touchdown to them, but that's how they got 10. But anyway, so we had a great bunch. I've had a great bunch everywhere I've been. I've been lucky to get into the right situations with good players, and I think we have them here.
Who threw that screen pass?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who called it either. So, Coop almost brought us back in that game. You know, Sewell fumbled right at the end of the game, and then we missed 3 field goals in the win. So, we had an opportunity to win it all there.
Coach, how good is it to be reunited with DeMarcus Ware and then the opportunity to coach Von Miller as he's coming back?
Yeah, that's anytime you've got great players, you know, that's what you're looking for. Difference makers, that's what you look for, and you try to utilize their talents, and that's what we'll try to do with those guys. DeMarcus obviously has been a great talent and a tremendous player, and I was lucky to have him at the time we had him in Dallas, and I'm really privileged to have him again. And then Von Miller, I think his arrow is going up, and he's really a super player already.
Can you work or scheme to turn a Von Miller talent loose?
Well, that's what you do. I mean, that's what a defensive coordinator is in the NFL, is you take the talent of the players you have, and you let them do the really talented ones. You do what they do well and let them do it, you know. It's not the scheme itself, it's the players. But some schemes don't don't vary with players. They you know, you have to have this cookie cutter guy that plays the four technique and he plays this way. Well, J.J. Watt, you don't play him that way. So I think it's just part of what I do and what you need to do to be successful is utilize the talents you have on defense, whether it's cornerbacks, safeties, whatever it is, utilize their talent. And that's what we try to do, and that's we've been pretty successful with that.
Starting with when Watt was a rookie, there were you guys had found creative ways to turn him loose.
Yeah.
Does Miller have similar talent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, in a 3-4, I think everybody knows we're going to a 3-4. You know, your outside backers, you want, you know, to be the rush guys. You know, I've been lucky to have a lot of really good ones. Simon Fletcher here, you know, had, 17 sacks and set the sack record here for a long time. So so we can utilize the guys that have talent to rush. We're gonna, you know, always said, hey, if he can rush good, if he's a really great rusher, let him rush, you know. Seems simple, but sometimes people want to drop him in the pass and all that stuff. So we're gonna, and anybody else. I mean, it's also the cornerbacks. It's what they can do. It's you know, it's what Harris can do. It's what Tlaib can do. It's whatever they can do really well. Then we're going to utilize that.
In that 3-4, you know, the way you used it, it's been so successful. You don't necessarily have to blitz a lot. It's just finding openings for your best guys.
You try to. It's game of matchup. You try to get the best matchup 1-on-1. That you can to start with. You can scheme enough to get somebody free at times. A lot of times you have to bring more than they have, and that's all out blitz, which we don't do a whole lot. People misconstrue that, but we don't really blitz all out everybody a whole lot. We still have somebody back there that can help, but we do. We have some pseudo blitzes where it looks like we're blitzing everybody, but we're not, and things like that. But it's what your players can do, and if they can play man-to-man really well, if they can play zone really well, if they can rush the passer, if it's five-man rush, if it's three-man rush, we're gonna try to utilize what we have ability-wise on our team.
Now, given the fact that you've become a passing league, you've gone through the evolution of the game, will you err on the side of aggressive or conservative when it comes to calling defense?
Oh, we're aggressive. I mean, defensive players. They're aggressive by nature. I think you take something away from them when you don't let them be. So, and aggressive doesn't mean blitzing all the time, but it does mean coming off the football. Everybody coming off the football. You won't see a square stance from a defensive lineman, so to speak, for people who know football. You know, where you're reading. This is an attack defense, and that's the way the players like to play. You get the best results out of that. And I think you play the best that way. So we'll be that way.
Wade, what kind of defense did you see out of the Broncos in that Colts game?
You know, I don't like to go, especially most of the time, like I said, I've come in and the defense has been 30th or something in the league. So I don't really like to go back to last year. I like to look forward to what we have this year and see what we can do with them. But, you know, I think we'll get a lot of them. I think people will be excited about this defense and how they play and how aggressive they play.
Did you see things from that defense that could be improved, that could be more aggressive?
Well, yeah, we're looking at all the personnel and evaluating all the personnel through every game last year, and we're not through with that yet. So I've only been here a day and a half, but we spend a lot of time evaluating our own personnel and where they fit and what we can do within our scheme to utilize their skills and their limitations. You know, you look at that and you say, hey, you know, a guy can really rush well, or a guy that doesn't rush as well, but he's strong on the line of scrimmage playing the run, then we need to utilize that with him and help him, you know, try to get him better on pass rush, but know what they can do.
I have a few more guests.
As you look at the personnel, Terrence Knighton and Nate Irving, before his injury, were having great seasons. What have you seen out of those guys up the middle?
Yeah, we hadn't evaluated all that, and the personnel part is part of what we're doing right now.
How important are Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan to what you want to do in the 3-4?
Any good player is important, you know, and those two guys played well for him last year. Danny did before he was hurt, certainly, and And Marshall played real well, came in and played real well last year, as they did several other guys. So, I mean, we'll just evaluate, see what comes out. And like I say, if, you know, we've had inside backers that could rush well, and we rushed them more. The ones that didn't rush as well and could cover well, we do that with them. So it sounds simple, but we work that into our scheme as what skills the players have.
Last one, Mark, last one.
Just like you, I'm old. I remember you.
Yeah. Somebody said about coming back to Denver, you know, and I said, well, you know, when you've coached for 32 teams, you almost have to come back to one you've been before. So.
I remember you running off the field in 94 after losing to the Raiders and going into those South stands and people giving it to you pretty good.
Yeah, my father-in-law died that week, yeah. So that was a downtime for me, certainly.
I mean, you obviously have lived these expectations, and how key is that for you to know it? I mean, you.
Yeah, I mean, I went to San Diego and they had the first pick in the draft. They were 4-12, you know, and we won 12 games and won this division. So, at Houston, you know, they were 6-10 when we went in. We won a division for the first time ever. Won the playoff game for the first time ever. So. You know, I've had situations where expectations maybe weren't as high, certainly, but our expectations are very high. And mine going in, when we went into Houston, they were 30th, I believe, in the NFL in defense. Okay, when we set our goals there, every one of our goals for that defensive team were set to be in the top 10. Obviously, we finished second, but you know, we expect a lot. And it just like with this team, we'll set our goals really high here, and we expect to meet them.